Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. A noir story is a book about what happens when a blue pill beta simp faces a situation that should have been responded to by either taking the red pill or going his own way. Instead, he chooses to cling to the Disney delusion that he found a unicorn woman with disastrous results. It's only $3.99 for the Kindle version and $9.99 for paperback on Amazon. For 175 pages, that's a great value. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, a woman who quit her job to travel says she regrets not saving any money for a house or retirement. I hope she ends up homeless and that she fails with this pathetic article to get some simp to swoop in and save her. Women are not good long-term thinkers. Now she'll expect men's taxes to pay for her mistake if she doesn't tie down a simp. If we don't marry women like her, they'll end up homeless by the time they turn 60. Good. Up next, this woman's boyfriend works offshore, and while he was away, she wrecked his new G-Wagon while doing a photo shoot for Instagram. Her plan is to seductively apologize to him. Hi, honey, look at my Hooters instead of your $200,000 German SUV that I just wrecked. If he was dumb enough to buy a G-Wagon, then something tells me he'll be dumb enough to accept her apology. Number three, we have another woman that might be paying the New York Compost for a dating ad that's masquerading as journalism. She says that she's still getting asked for ID at the age of 50, and that it's the best thing ever. No, honey, they aren't checking your age. The nice Indian man behind the counter wanted to see your address and where you live, so he can call his friends and tell them to rob your house while you weren't home. Either that or checking to see if she qualifies for the senior discounts. Moving on, Star Wars The Acolyte is about two strong females using the Force to make children. The Force is now scissors. The first two seasons of Mandalorian were alright, but I'll be damned if I watch The Crapolite. Kathleen Kennedy's put a chick in it and make her lame and gay formula has ruined Star Wars. Here's an actual picture from the Star Wars writer's room as they burn more money than Joker. Number 5, speaking of wrecking a franchise, wokesters are trying to do the same to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The cartoon version of April O'Neil wasn't fat and ugly. Looks like April went black and she's not coming back. She's a woman and the new April looks like her body is the shape of a turtle. She went from being a hot broad to a chubby they-them. They have wrecked Ninja Turtles for a new generation. All part of the plan. Up next, this tradwife influencer was fired after using the N-word in a foul-mouthed cooking video. But since she's a tradwife, does that mean her husband fired her? I think that's called the divorce. Was she only pretending to be a tradwife because she had a job? I think the left is just smearing the right, claiming that she was a tradwife when she wasn't, to go after the right. Besides, this woman's career might actually be based on her online presence. Number 7, this former Missouri teacher turned Lonely Fools model says that she wouldn't recommend women trying OF because she's now a total outcast. The article is about persuading the female competition not to join, while at the same time advertising herself to simps. She says she misses teaching and wants you to feel sorry for her, so you send her money. It's getting desperate out there when they have to promote themselves with these lame ads. Moving on, there's a tear in your eye when the woman you always wanted breaks up with her man that's deployed. But now you don't want her either, because she's a cheater that disrespects the troops. What I want to know is why Peter Griffin is consoling Ariana Grande. She's the J-Lo of 2024. How many guys have already ran through her? 90% of men that deploy come back to a cheating wife and the eventual destruction of their marriages. Number 9 are actual pictures of women being forced to apologize, take accountability, and admit they're wrong. But from my experience, when they apologize, there's always another excuse or explanation. Women are allergic to accountability because it potentially puts them in physical harm. So instead, they hyperventilate and pretend to be in pain while admitting their wrongdoing, so you feel sorry for them and don't hit them. Up next, the Force is now female. In the prequels, Anakin became a powerful Force user. In the originals, Luke learns to use the Force to save the galaxy. And in The Acolyte, space lesbian witches use the Force to have a baby. But if you watch the show, they can't even stop a fire. A whole village of them. That part checks out. Having kids without a man is some bizarre feminist power fantasy. Forget about the Force being female. The Force is now effed up. Number 11, Corey Mahler is right when he says that when you argue with a leftoid or boomer, you're actually arguing with the television. The TV can't hear you and it doesn't care. They also don't use facts to make their arguments. They use shame instead, like clean your room, bucko, and pull yourself up by your bootstraps if they're a boomer, and shaming language and calling you a supremacist, homophobe, or racist if you don't do everything they say. Moving on, new grape classes have been introduced to explain to migrants that Western women are not their targets. Forget about the classes. It's probably just easier to send them home. Either that or castrate the grapists and they'll get the message. I can just see the next headline. Teacher struggles snuggled by migrants after she taught them not to struggle snuggle. By the look on the face of that teacher, something tells me that that actually might be what she wants. Number 13, CNBC says that inflation's silver lining is higher salaries. Yes, because my raise was only 3% while inflation was 24%. The math ain't mathin'. They're basically saying, here are a few more crumbs, now shut up. You gotta make $250,000 a year to adjust your income to what your boomer parents were making back in the day with regards to purchasing power. If you've got a problem with inflation, then Bitcoin and AI stocks like Nvidia fixes this. Up next, this woman wonders why men stop talking to a lady after she says no to a dating proposal. Because for the guy, the hole is the goal. And because men don't want to give free attention over to a mooch with a cooch and get put in the friend zone. They don't want to waste their time and money being put in that friend zone and becoming your free therapist, honey. Number 15, this woman is upset because she gave a religious man an ultimatum. He could either pick her or God. So he chose God. In this modern day and age, women are worshipped as goddesses by the simps out there. Men pray to the church a cooch. This man decided that he didn't want to idolize a woman and that his spirituality was worth more to him than the satisfaction of his scrotum. If a woman ever gives you an ultimatum, you break up with her immediately. Moving on, this high school teacher was arrested after having relentless rounds of smashing with one of her students in their car. Relentless? Really? I think I'm going to need a diagram to explain that. Do you want to know where all these women are coming from? Well, they can't get a fully grown man to fall for their BS anymore. So they're now going after the impressionable young guys. Plus, they've always been there, maybe just not on this scale, and it's now just through social media that it appears to be exposed. Number 17, the basic truth is that women don't respect back the men that respect them. You have to be abusive, dominating, toxic, and in the proper amount to keep the drama flowing, but not too much of it. I agree, when I treated women with respect, they disrespected me. When I was negative and mean, I kept them keen. What they need is a man that's like a bossy parent instead of one that's a nice simp. Up next, looks like this black Michelin ma'am only dates white men. This image is going to give me nightmares because I've never seen inner thighs that took the shape of a butt before. I bet those thighs smell as bad as one as well. She forgot to include the part where her white chocolate man has to be at least 6'1", athletic, and make six figures. Because she already filled the frame of this picture and there wasn't enough room to say that. Number 19, taking math, science, and English out of the curriculum would help boost the pass rate. Why do people like this bother with schools in the first place? Just give everyone a PhD. Dumbing down everyone and passing them makes it easier to control the next generation as well. If they take all those things out, then what exactly does it leave the kids to learn? That's right, there's room for feminism and gender identity politics. In other news, if America stopped reporting crime, it would be the safest place on earth. Moving on, plus-size influencer Edgar, age 37, unfortunately passed away, and the cause of his death was not shared by his family, and he had no known illnesses. So for the lamestream media, being obese and 700 pounds is not considered an illness but a preference. The real Scooby-Doo mystery is how he made it to 37 in the first place. Wait, I know what ended him. It must have been starvation and not getting enough Twinkies in his diet. Number 21, when modern women are at their peak, they chase the chance. But after wasting the best years of their lives and hitting the wall, they realize that they'll die alone, because no high-value man will ever want them. But there is always a lonely guy who will actually marry them. But she'll settle for him and make his life a living hell as his wife. Remember, guys, a man is never old until he's poor. A woman is old at 24. Up next, why would you invite a group of people to your country whose religion dictates they must end you? Is it because the West has gone insane or because it's being sabotaged by cultural Marxism? The leftoids letting them in are also international socialists. They're not racist towards others, but are racist towards their own people. The leaders want power, so they flood the country full of people that will be dependent on the government, and it'll vote for them. Number 23, here is the shoe guide for women depending on their marital or reproductive status. when they get divorced, their shoes take the shape of the ones when they were single, except covered in rhinestones. The single and divorced women are usually sporting a skank style. They also forgot to mention that when a woman has four kids, she goes around barefoot like the Amish woman. Moving on, Dave Chappelle says that when women warn other women about bad men, it's empowering. But when men warn men about bad women, it's misogyny. Of course, because they're all bad and don't want that secret to come out. For most men, it doesn't make sense that women shame us for doing the same thing that they do. They're just attacking us first to make sure we can't do it. Number 25 and the last one is Andrew Tate really Cypher. Cypher wanted to be rich and famous and an actor. Doesn't that sound like Tate promoting money and materialism over minimalism and spiritual freedom? Tate also looks exactly like Cypher, and it's like he's gaslighting us, saying that he wants to escape the Matrix. Tate uses his members as batteries to fuel his lavish lifestyle. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.